Recording? Okay, yes, okay. Sir. Where should we start? You know, like, this is the first Your Choice solo guest episode.
Yeah, so, really?
Like, no pressure, but you know, I have no doubt it's going to be a must watch. Got Rebecca in the building, CEO of Melion Organics. Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So, as always, you know, give a like little hype me up intro, you know, make you feel like you're the GOAT, like you're the most important person. So, rising senior at University of Maryland, aspiring travel physical therapist studying kinesiology, minoring in technology entrepreneurship on a pre-PT track. Off camera, she told me she's taking 7 classes, which is why I really want to talk about this because it's more impressive. As mentioned, CEO of Melion Organics, provider of 100% all-natural hair care line. Not too long ago, she competed in Pitch Dingman, UMD's flagship entrepreneurship competition. She was awarded $3,000 for Melion's current and future projected success. My fellow sister in faith, she's always saying, let go, let God. And that same mindset has allowed me to build a platform where I'm able to talk to her today. Rebecca, welcome to Your Choice.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing good. So first off, Melion, explain to everybody what it is. You know, for the people who don't know, then we're going to get into like the backstory about like, you know, how it came about.
So Melion Organics is a natural hair care line where I use only herbs and lightweight oils to make all of my products. How could I say? For Melion Organics, it's been a... Melion Organics basically was just a name that I came up with having, like, you know, me and God, God being infused in all of it because, you know, I would pray about, like, okay, oh, God, what do I do? I need an idea, this, and the third, because I would do, like, multiple different businesses. Well, not different businesses, but, like, I would have ideas for other businesses, and, you know, I would just, like, wanted to give up. I did want to give up on, like, okay, I don't want to do no more businesses. That's really it. But I prayed again, and God said, okay, I have this one for you. And you can do this. It will be challenging, but I will be here to help you. And I honestly feel like that's how my business actually just, like, began. Like, Melion Organics, knowing that it's me and God together. Just also knowing that, like, how could I say it? Just a lot of faith.
Okay. So speaking about faith, in terms of the other businesses that you had, like, what was different about those ventures that didn't, like, work out compared to, like, Melion?
Oh, good question. Basically, I guess when it came to, like, trying to plan it, I was just like, okay, the first one was, like, okay, lip gloss. I wanted to do lip glosses. The other one was doing wigs. I wanted to do wigs. But I was just like, oh, my goodness, you know? When then the pandemic came around, at that time, too, I was just like, dang, like, will my parents really have a problem with all these people coming to the house for me you know, for all of that stuff? But being here now, honestly, I asked them myself. They said they wouldn't have cared. I said, oh, dang, so I should have did that, right? Yeah. But with Melion Organics, like, knowing for my hair itself, I actually struggled with, like, growing my hair. And I'm not sure if you heard of, like, the Yuka app, but I use, oh, yeah, that app is awesome. Okay. Basically, with that app, you have to, like, you scan the product you're using, and it's going to show you all the ingredients that are in there. Mm-hmm. So it can be for food, hair, literally anything. But I used it, and then next thing you know, I'm seeing red. I'm like, oh.
So that means bad.
All bad. Okay, I said, okay. So I said the products I'm using on my hair are bad. And it wasn't working for my hair either. So I was just like, okay, it's time for me to make my own. And I was doing this since 2022. Formulating since 2022 while I was taking anatomy and physiology 1 and 2. I mean, 5 classes, 6 classes. I kept going. Like, I didn't stop, you know. I think I've been giving the products for free to, like, family, friends, using on myself. Hair was growing wonderfully until a stylist recently in 2023 gave me permanent heat damage for the first time when I was all natural. And it was just crazy because I remember at that time I had to, like, you know, I said, okay, is this permanent heat damage? I didn't know because my sister was just like, oh, did you perm your hair? I'm like, no, I didn't. Because my hair was all straightened out and everything like that, but I wanted my curls back. So when I took a shower, all of that stuff, I didn't see my curls revert back. But mind you, I didn't know anything about heat damage. So when my sister said, oh, did you perm your hair? I'm like, what do you mean? And so then that's when she told me that, no, you have perm. I'm just like, this ain't perm. So then I did deep research, bam, found out permanent heat damage. I was just like, oh, wow. Let's try to preserve it, not knowing my hair was still damaged, wasn't going to be saved. And I said, you have to cut your hair off. So I honestly feel like it happened for a reason, because clearly God wanted me to test my products myself. And I did that. So I cut my hair in September of 2023. And in 4 months, in December, my hair is, like, right back here. Like, wow. Yeah, if I could show a picture of, like, where my hair was, it was, like...
We can get the editing people to put it on the screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was, like, short. It's, like, oh, so short. Like, whose hair can I... It was, like... Okay, you know, like, if your dad is, like, shave your head.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
say you shave all of your hair off. Oh, yeah, that's short. Everything gone. And... I put my product to the test. Consistency. All natural products. I used 5 herbs, lightweight oils and all. And it worked. And my hair loved it. My hair was happy again, all over again. My hair was just happy. And to see that it worked, I said, no, this has, other people need this. They need it. There's people who have alopecia. You know, can go through dandruff, scalp psoriasis, all of that stuff. And I just wanted, like... Really, people really deserve to use products like this. And I have been doing trial and errors with everyone that I know, even my friends that have psoriasis on their scalps, you know, who want to grow their edges back and stuff like that, for example. They were seeing results, testimonials out of this world. I was just like, oh, yeah, people have to know about this. I have to do this. I have to. This is what God wanted me to do. And there are times where you do feel like you want to give up, but you do have to keep your faith. Telling you, keep your faith.
And when it comes to, you know, hair products, everybody's been telling me I need to improve what I've been putting in my hair. Because once I tell you, you're probably going to tell me the same thing. I've been using a lot of Cantu. Everybody be telling me Cantu, there's something wrong with that, but it works for me.
My owner.
So, like, obviously the growth is one thing, but then, like, tell me about someone who's saying, like, okay, I'm getting the growth that, like, I want. Why does, like, the health aspect of it still matter?
So... One, I just have to actually say, the person who owns Cantu now is a white person.
Oh, dang.
So,
clipped.
The person who owns Cantu is a white person. And clearly, they're going to change the ingredients to it. So if you use the Yuka app, you will definitely see what I mean by, like, oh, no, these ingredients aren't good. Like, they could say, oh, this is for your hair type, da-da-da-da. Whole time, it's not. Like, it really isn't. And that's why I'm just, like, there's so many owners. Like, there's so many brands that used to have black owners, but they were just all sold. So it was just, like, dang, bro, like, there's not that many... Black, you know, there's not that many black owners there and stuff like that. Then me even being Nigerian, I'm just like, nah, I have to pave the way. Like, let me pave the, because there's really, I haven't seen no Nigerian hair care line owners at all. I haven't seen it. And for me to, like, really do that, especially for Africa, oh, yeah, I would do it. I would actually do it. And that's why I had to, like, create my product just using herbs, because I know those herbs helped me a lot. Like, those 5 herbs. Amla, fenugreek, rosemary, hibiscus, tea tree, nettle root, saw palmetto. Yeah, I can just name it all. Yeah. All of it from the earth ground. Literally the best. The best. And then using lightweight oils, because, you know, let's say you want to use some oils for your scalp. It's just going to, like, go right through your hair shaft, into your hair bulb, and then to your hair follicle. And then just like that, your hair's doing its thing. And then, oh, I might just, you know, add that there too. I am dropping my hair moisturizing mint souffle.
We're gonna get into that.
Whoa, sorry.
Hold on. We've done all the research. Half of the things I was gonna bring up, you've already said. But no, you're good. But okay. So, how did you actually go about, like, setting the infrastructure in terms of, like, okay, you had this problem with it being hair growth for you personally. You know what I'm saying? How did you go about, like, figuring out, like, what are these ingredients that work? And then obviously getting to the point where it's like, you know, I can actually have a business from doing this.
So I did a lot of research, extensive research, like, since, like I said, 2020. Maybe 2022, yes. And I researched, like, rosemary. I said, okay, what are the benefits of rosemary? What can it do? I remember I made, like, a whole list of, like, 20 herbs just to see and pinpoint, okay, What herb targets hair loss? What herb helps with length retention? What herb helps with moisture, giving your hair shine, and all of that stuff and whatnot? And I was doing so much research. It took a lot of research, so many trial and errors. And I'm actually happy I did it, because I know at that time my mom would be like, oh, you need to launch it. I'm like, Mom, like, it doesn't work like that. Mm. Everything really does take time. And I really have to, when God really does say patience is key, it is key. It really is key. And I honestly feel like I learned so much patience while doing like the research and stuff like that, because you can't just like put things together and then make a product out of it and then just be like, oh yeah, here, people can, you know, no, you actually have to do research on it, because you have to make sure like, okay, would this work on people who have alopecia, hair thinning, what's it called, traction alopecia from like tight hairstyles or anything like that in general. What else? Yeah, itchy scalp, psoriasis. I mean, every single thing that's there, you have to do research. And so once I did all of that research and I came down to like the main herbs I wanted to use, especially like the lightweight oils, because like, okay, do you use like castor oil and stuff like that?
I just use Blue Magic. That's it. Blue Magic.
Oh my gosh.
I use Blue Magic in Ken too. If you're doing this thing though, my hair looks nice now. Like,
it does. Yeah. But you know what?
I mean, no, but I'm here to learn, so yeah, continue.
Yeah, Blue Magic as well.
That's bad.
White owner. Yes, and it's bad on the UCAP. All red.
Okay.
All red. I remember I put that on my scalp with my freshly new hairdo. Mm-hmm. My scalp started burning.
What would you say? Because like, kind of going back to the question I was posing earlier, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I was actually having a conversation with my mans about this earlier today. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting something in my hair, like
yes.
Blue Magic, Cantu.
Yes.
Ingredients-wise, it's bad for me.
Yes.
But like, I posed the question that like, honestly, when it comes to my hair, like going, falling out, hairline receding, it's whenever God wills it. Whatever I put in my hair, if it's working right now, God will tell me when it's supposed to go. So like, how important is like the health aspect if I have a product that is working for me in terms of like, you know, getting the growth or the texture, but you know, maybe the ingredients are bad. Like long term, is there like, you know, something that could happen just from continuing to go that route?
Yes.
Okay.
It is bad. Because if you think about it, your brain is here.
Okay.
Your scalp, everything on top of your head. So imagine you put those products nonstop over and over again. Like, if, for example, if you heard of like Olaplex, those people who were using Olaplex, mm-hmm. they sued the company because they had balding, cancer as well from just using those products. Mm-hmm. From the Yuka app that I saw all of the, like the chemical ingredients inside of it, so many toxins. And yeah, I would say that, yeah, it works, grease and all. Mm-hmm. But if you really think about it, imagine doing that for so long.
Okay.
You know, your hair is not going to like that at all, especially if it's going towards like your brain, for example. Okay. Don't do it. So that's why those herbs that I use, I'm just like, it's going to be a game changer, because herbs are essential. Like, you know, we're all from Africa. We use herbs. Every single thing, herbal remedies and whatnot. And that's why I knew like herbs also help for hair growth, for moisture. And anything, you know? That's why I knew I had to bring this out, because I did this out of like a passion of like, okay, I'm seeing results, and then bam, other people are going to see results too if I'm seeing results. And this is just something that I knew people were going to love, because I'm just like, this is made from like, and handmade from love, care, and just so much knowledge put into it, especially backed up by science, for sure. Like, I was mm-hmm. just like, oh, no. People deserve this, so yeah.
Okay, and I want to touch back on what you were talking about, patience being key.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So you said your mom, like, as soon as, like, you know, started getting some traction in terms mm-hmm. of, like, the solution was, like, put this out.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, there's a lot of things that need to go
yeah.
before we can, you know, go mm-hmm. here. I kind of just want to get deep into that mindset when it comes to entrepreneurship. Well, it comes to, like, anything that you want to do where you're, like, serving, like, a mass, like, God willing, a big yeah. amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk to me about just in terms of when you knew, like, okay, I'm able to, like, take this from family and friends to actually make this a business where, like, if I go, I know that there's no turning back.
Yeah. I would say for patience, when it definitely comes to entrepreneurship is something. It is. It really is. if it was really easy, anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. Anyone could really do it. But you really do have to have, like, so much patience when it does come to entrepreneurship. And that's why I even knew, like, okay, how do I know this is working? Because there would be times where I felt like, okay, God, I want to give up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. I, like, what am I doing this for? Like, what's happening? Because I was making products and I felt like it wasn't working. I'm just like, okay, what's really happening and stuff like that. And so I prayed about it again. I kept praying. Bam, I'll come up with the new recipes. Everything starts working. Even when it comes to social media, when you start posting content and stuff like that, you have to have a lot of patience. You really do. Because there's going to be times where, like, your content is going to do good. Sometimes it's not going to do good. And you can't let that get to you. At first, when I was posting content, it did get to me. But I said, the numbers don't, like, matter. It really does matter on, like, the type of content you make. But don't let that get to you. Like, there's people who are, like, making millions and they don't have a lot of views on their reels, but they're still getting orders in. It's just, like, those orders don't matter. Like, okay, you can get that many views on your Instagram reel, but are you getting that many bookings, if you really see what I'm saying? So it's just, like, you can't let those numbers get to you. Entrepreneurship is, like, a really rocky road. There's times where you would, like, break down. You can cry and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, I've been through it, especially when it came to Pitch Demon. It was a lot. It was really, it's like my faith was, like, tested at that point. Like, are you, like, God tell me, like, okay, you have to have faith in me. Taking 7 classes, running a business, doing a competition. I mean, all of that can make a person go local, you know? It is just, like, you have to have patience, breathe, and know, like, okay, if this is something I really, really love to do, I'm going to let it, you know, grow on its own. It's like a plant. You have to be patient with a plant. You have to water the plant, feed the plant, and stuff like that. It's literally like life in general, your hair growing. And same thing as a business. Your business is like a baby. You take care of it. You let it grow and stuff like that. So that's why I even knew, too, like, for my family, them seeing it like, okay, your product is working. I mean, they will use it. They're like, oh my God, like my edges, they're growing. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, oh, snap. It's working. Like, okay, I'm happy. Da-da-da-da. But then there will be times where it's just like, okay, something's going on. Like, I want to give up, you know? But it's the devil at work. It really is the devil at work trying to get in your head and be like, no, you're not supposed to do this. This isn't for you or whatnot. But you do have to be strong because what God said is for you is for you. Like, literally, that vision he put in your head, the vision he put in my head, is there for a reason. It's just up to you to keep going. Like, you just have to work hard. Keep working hard. Don't stop. And, yeah, that's literally just what I knew from entrepreneurship itself. Like, honestly, feel like if it was easy, anyone can do it. Really, anyone can do it. It really is a passion in you. Like, just don't go into entrepreneurship for like, oh, yeah, everyone's doing it. Bam. I like the money. No, you don't do that because it's going to really get to you if you can't really, like, handle, like, what's going to come with it because it's going to be a lot now. Like, you might not see many sales, like, coming in like this, but then you keep being consistent, letting people know your personality, who you are. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, like, she's a cool person. Like, I would want to buy it from her and stuff like that. But if you're just seeing it as, like, a, like, you want to hide in your shell and stuff like that, no one is not going to come to you. No one is not going to buy from you if they don't know your business, for example. So,
and we've talked a lot, or you've talked a lot regarding, like, your faith. So, well, I would want to get into, you know, being someone who also, you know, shares the same beliefs as you, you know. When did you, you know, get to that point where it's like your identity of being a follower of Jesus Christ has become, like, you know, the main thing, at least from the little I've known you, I associate with that with you, which I hope that's a big compliment. But, like, obviously that, like, what dictates, like, you know, all of your actions has allowed you to get to the places you are now. So, like, what was that transition period maybe now? Or, like, you know, for me, it's been as early as 7th grade where I've kind of been on this path where it's like it's my decision. But has that always been, like, a thing for you growing up, or, like, is it a fairly recent thing?
I would say my freshman year of college.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back. I would say my senior year. during high school. My senior year of high school. That was when we were like in the pandemic.
Okay.
And there was so much going on around that time, a lot. And so that's when I then knew that that was like the transition, because God did say to me, like, okay, I prayed on it, right? Everything, everyone knows when you do pray, God is not like a genie and it's like, bam, like that. No, it's really patience when it comes to prayer, because you have to have faith through it all. And so I would say that was the transition then, because I like gave up on like doing wigs, selling like lip glosses and all of that stuff. And I said, okay, I ain't doing that joint no more. I said, maybe entrepreneurship isn't for me.
Yeah.
And then I prayed again. I literally prayed again. Clearly God said, no, I have a business that I know you can do. And it's a lot, but I know you can do it. And so I prayed on it and that idea just came. And that's how I was just like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. I remember it's like a person like since 2022 and it's like 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all of those trials and errors, like if I didn't have that much passion, I would have literally gave up on it, like literally. But
so you would say like everything that you've done entrepreneurship wise has been like passion focused though?
Because
I know you were talking about earlier, like if you don't go in with passion, you'll get burnt out, whatever. The money can be good at certain points, but it's just not going to work. But for you, I guess something that's, you know, unique, I can speak for myself. Mm-hmm. Not everything I've done from a financial point, I mean, from a business point of view, I'm looking at the finances and it's like, I'm not really passionate about it, but it's going to make money. So like, would you say like everything from an entrepreneurship point of view has been something you're passionate about?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. Because like wigs, I like the wigs. I mean, wigs are nice. I'll do that joint again. They're nice. Lip gloss. I love lip gloss. I mean, everyone who knows me knows I put lip gloss on every minute. Mm-hmm. I love lip gloss. I mean, I could do it right now, but I won't do it. But I literally loved all of that. But I guess then I was just trying to see like, okay, how am I going to make like all of this happen? I have to do all of this, this and this and whatnot. And I was just like, okay, I give up. And that was just the mindset. I said, I give up. I was just giving up just like that. I didn't push forward as much, because I even made the label for the lip gloss one. It was like called, I remember, the Lux Planet. Like I made a whole planet out of it. And I painted it. Like, I literally painted my own logo. I did nothing. So it was just hanging in my room and stuff like that. But I was just like, okay, like, I had all of these plans in my head that I wanted to do. I even had a... I'll get to that later. But
okay,
that literally there was the whole base for me. And then when it came to the hair care, I said, okay, no, I really do need products that work for me. And it's just, the crazy thing is that I actually made products that work for my hair type. Not only just for my hair type, but I feel like I made sure my products will also help people of all hair types, as I would say. I feel like the oils are more so all hair types and the like souffle is like for our hair types. But if anyone wants to use it, I won't stop them from using it at all. So I would say passion.
Okay, fair. And obviously, it's not just as simple as, like, you know, applying, like, the hair oil. So this is the part where I'm trying to learn a little bit, since obviously I've been told that the way I'm going about things is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't have to, you know, give free promo.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what's the application process in terms of, like, you know, what you're, you know, using the oils with, you know, frequency and things of that nature?
So, one, for our hair type, we have to start with water.
Okay.
Definitely warm water to open up your hair cuticles. Cause like, I'm not sure what your hair type is, but I'm kind of guessing 4C. 4C.
Yeah, okay.
I'm guessing 4C, so we have low porosity hair.
Okay.
So that means you need like water, especially something warm to like open your hair cuticles. So once you do that, then you can go with oil. So that right there, there's something called the lock method. So what you did there, like if you did water, then oil, that's LO. Now, if you did cream, that's LOC, but we'll get to that later. Okay, but this one is this liquid and oil. So you start with that, and then once you put that there, you have to massage your scalp. You have to start massaging because that allows for blood to circulate around. So you do that for like, I do it for like a quick 3 to 5 minutes, just for a very long time, because, you know, you don't want the oil to just start dripping down your neck. That's the last thing you want. And so when you start massaging into your scalp, I would say if you really want that deep penetration, I usually use like a conditioning cap. Now, let's say if I have to rush and get out the house, okay, I don't want to do that. So I just massage real quickly. And then, yeah, that's just really it. So if you have like a place you do want to target, I would say target those areas for like, be very consistent with it. But I will, you know, use my oils for like every three days. Yeah, every 3 days.
Okay, every 3 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes two times a day, like morning, but just a little bit at night. Because, you know, if you sleep, you're putting like the product on like your nightcap and stuff like that. Now you're losing the product on your hair. So sometimes two times a day, three times a day, but mostly every day of the week sometimes. But you don't want to do it too many times because you don't want that much product buildup. But you do have to wash your hair anyway.
Okay.
But you can also use that as a pre-poo. A hot oil treatment. Oh, a hot oil treatment for our hair types, the best. Okay. So with the hot oil treatment, you can like boil water in a kettle, pour the water in like a bowl, and then let the oil sit there for like a good 5 minutes. And the oil is like very warm. It's good for your hair type, but you can just test it on your hand just to make sure you won't burn yourself. But when you put it on your scalp, it's the best feeling. So that's like a good pre-poo. And then when you do that, like you can wash it out.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. But I've heard that conditioner is something that you should put in every day. So that's not true.
Oh, but you put oils in conditioner?
Like, so, okay, so you said every 3 days for, you know, that lock method, correct? Or no?
Yes.
Okay. But then, like every day you're supposed to at least put something in your hair, no? Or not?
I won't say every day for our hair. If, it depends on the product you use. Like, okay. If you use a product that knows how to hold moisture for, like, a long time, you don't have to do it like every day, because if you do it every day and that and the moisture is still there, you're not just gonna cause like a lot of buildup on your hair. So like, let's say you use like my product with the LOC method, and you just like you put down your hair, and I'm pretty sure how I make my products is for it to be long lasting.
Mm-hmm.
It would like last there for some time. So if you did it like every day, yeah, you're gonna get a lot of buildup, and then you have to wash your hair like. I think every day.
Okay, but you don't want to be washing your hair every day, though.
Yeah, now you're going to dry your whole entire scalp out.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about Pitch Dingman, which for people who don't know, that's kind of like, I'll just say like, I think Shark Tank, UMD Shark Tank, that'll probably be the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, I was only involved with, like, the final process where they're selecting, like, the, you know, people in the big room and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But talk to me about the whole process, because obviously you said that was a very challenging, like, experience. It's definitely, like, more stages than the final result when you just see, oh, she's won, and then everybody's like, nah, like, it's a long process. So talk to me about that whole part, though.
So I just know for the Pitch Dingman, I had to submit a pitch slide deck. That was a lot. I mean, I was taking 7 classes. I had to study at the same time while doing this. I had sleepless nights doing it, staying up because it was like 31 pages. So I had to do that. After that, I had to attend the boot camps. I know they said it wasn't for our track, but I was just like, no, let me go there because in the future I plan on going to that bigger track.
Mm.
And so that, and then just to also prepare, I mean, taking 7 classes and then having to like prepare for all of that. And especially when I asked the lady who directs it all, her name is Lottie. She told me how many contestants there were. I said, okay, Lottie, like how many contestants are there? Just to know what I'm up against, going up against. She said 15. I said,
For one, and one person wins?
No, 6 people win.
6 people win, okay.
Six people win. And I said, my goodness. And I'm just like, I said, God, everything is in your hands at this point. I can't do nothing no more. I can't control this. But I just have to be the best of the best. And I also remember I had to also submit an executive summary. They told me it was due at noon. Mind you, I had like so many classes I had to deal with. Mind you, I also got sick. I got like sick like in the first week of April. Me being sick kind of like almost
yes, I remember this
up.
Because Nicole was always on the phone telling me.
Oh, it was so horrible for me. And I remember I was just like, all right, I had to catch up to everything. So when I had to do that executive summary for my for the Pitch Dingman, it was due at noon.
Okay.
And mind you, it was the next day. So Lottie emailed me and she was just like, oh, hey, founder, you didn't submit your executive summary. I'm just like, whoop, I forfeit my spot. And so I was scared because I said, they're not going to like choose me no more. I didn't submit it on time. But I submitted that joint the next day before 11:59 p.m. So after that, then it was the competition time. Not going to lie, I kind of have some nervous problems, just a little bit. But those judges were coming with the questions. I mean, everyone in there, like inside of that room, everyone is setting up. And I remember when I was there by myself at the time before all of my friends came. I was setting up. I said, don't look at no one. Mm. Focus on you. Because it was everyone's there. If you have that mindset where it's just like, okay, everyone is here setting up, you're going to get scared. You're going to feel like, all right, bro, everyone is here, bro. I should back out of this because there's so many people and then this is just me. And stuff like that. So I remember I was setting up and I said, don't look at no one. Look at you. God is with you. Keep going. Just set up your stuff. You know your business and whatnot. And those judges were coming. I mean, the place that I was even set at, I was set up at, I didn't know the judges were going to come to me third. I said, I didn't finish practicing. So I'm just like, okay. I had to keep telling myself, you know your business. You know your business. And so they were asking me my questions. Next thing you know, I start studying a little bit. I said, well, whatever happens, happens. Because they were, you know, they had us time. Like, they were like 1 minute pitch, 3 minutes for questions. I was just like, wow. I feel like I answered my like questions a little bit good, but I was just like, could I have done better? Yes. When they were done with me, I was just like, well, God, whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to be mad. I was sick, and I tried to put my best foot forward, and whatever happens to me, just, hey, if I win, I win. If I don't, it's okay. I will accept it. At least I know I did this. And it was time for, you know, awards. Then when they said, Melion or Gannings, I'm just like, eh, what? So I was like so excited because I remember I made a promise to God. I said, God, if I win this competition, I'm going to keep praying nonstop. And what did my God do? I won. I said, out of 15 people, I mean, I saw other people's businesses that it looked, it was nice. Mm-hmm. It was nice. So I was just like, this is competition. For sure, it's competition. But I was just like, how am I going to, like, hold myself? Like, I have to make sure, you know, I do what I have to do. So that whole process was a lot. And I had to make sure I didn't cry when I was on stage, but I cried after the fact. I said, God is here, man. Like, God is here. Like, the faith is real. So the pitch demon process was a lot. I won't say the next plans that I have, but next year, mm-hmm. I kind of know, I feel like you kind of know what I am planning on doing again for next year. But yeah, Pitch Demon was, it was a road of, a road to victory, but a road of rockiness. Was it nice? It wasn't the best, but did I gain so much experience from that competition? I did. Like, it helped me so much with, like speaking to like other people, because I guess when so many other people started coming to my table, asked me what my business is about, I like, you know, I didn't feel that shakiness. I mean, I remember my leg was shaking, like just shaking. Mind you, I'm standing in heels. I'm just like, don't collapse here. Like, take it easy. So it was a lot, but yeah, Pitch Demon, it was a lot. I said, nah, you ain't gonna give up. Like, you have to keep going. And that's just another thing. I honestly feel like when I got sick, I honestly feel like it was something I had to go through, because it's just like, if I plan on my business going far, which I do see in the future, it being like a big business, and I do get sick, how am I gonna handle it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I honestly feel like for me to handle sickness for 2 weeks, I mean, viral, sinus, ear infection, all of that with 7 classes, having to run a business and then do Pitch Demon is just like, not to say that they're not going to care, which like your professors, and they would like, oh yeah, we care, but time is still going. It's just like, if I don't do what I have to do, I'm not going to win the competition. You know, I'm not going to get good grades. And, you know, my business is not going to like do good. So I do remember that time, and it was an eye opener, and it was an experience that I feel like kind of shaped me into like, oh yeah, I'm ready for what's next. Like, yeah, I'm ready for what's next.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get into like what the plans were with the $3,000 you won, right?
Yes.
But before that, obviously you can have a good idea, you know, a potential for a successful business.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just because you haven't gotten help from X, Y, and Z, or you haven't had that big break, you know, you're not at where like you probably should be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, you know, seeking investment is actually very helpful. So in general, what would be like tips that you would give for someone who is like seeking investment and how to like differentiate yourself, not particularly from competition, mm-hmm. because like you are going against people in different industries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, what are the things that like, you know, just like, we can say three, but you can do multiple ones mm-hmm. that are like what you should be thinking about when you're giving that like elevator pitch type.
I would say, wait, like to be able to get grants, right?
Yeah. So like, for example, I just always think, I grew up watching Shark Tank a lot, right?
Yeah.
And like the biggest thing like I'm looking at is like, you know, what are the things that they're saying within that short period of time that mm-hmm. like, you know, will actually give someone will be like, oh, hold on, let me learn more. And then that will lead to obviously, you know, saying like, she's deserving of this.
Okay. Yes. So like, I would definitely say if your business is something that has like a solution mm-hmm. to helping people, you're going to win. Oh, definitely. You're going to win. When they saw my pic, like when the judges even saw my pictures on my table where it showed like the before and afters, they were like happy. Like I can even show you the pictures of how the judges were looking. I mean, they were smiling. Like I actually have to give thanks to the photographer. I mean, he got a good photo of them, of like how they were smiling when I was talking. You can put that up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was actually funny. I said, oh my gosh, they were smiling so hard. And it was just the pictures that I put down there. It even the one that I actually made, like the main picture, was when how I cut my hair from September 2023 and how it grew back like to like collarbone length in December.
Mm-hmm.
December. So I was just like, okay, they see that this is a solution that can help people, especially when I mentioned like alopecia. People have alopecia, traction alopecia. People have thinning edges, scalp psoriasis. And much more, they were like, this is definitely like a solution. And I feel like that's what they were looking for. Like a business is business is a business, but if you really think about it in the long run, there are different businesses that have like, okay, this is a solution to help someone. Like for example, Stanley, they have like a purpose as to why like they created those cups to maybe fit into the cupboard in your car better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
More if, you know, water efficient. I mean, not water efficient, but like, you know, you don't have to recycle so many, you know, water bottles and stuff like that. Apple has a solution as to why, you know, they made what they made. So it really has to be like a solution. Any business is a good business, but I feel like when you're in a situation of trying to win a competition, they're looking for solutions, especially if it's a business that's to like, you're planning to take on, to take far in life. It has to be a solution. Because the solution makes it, like, better. Because they're just like, okay, you have a reason. Not like a, how can I say it? Like, let's say you had, like, a violin class, for example. And you wanted to pitch that. They will be like, okay, you want to teach people. But they're like, you'll go from like your Tam, Sam, and Psalm perspective. I won't say the entire name because those names are like very long for each mm-hmm. Tam, Sam, and Psalm. But they will look at the like entire total addressable market for Tam. They'll be like, okay, how many people want to like learn how to play violin, you know? But if for like a hair care line, there's a lot of people, millions of people who actually are balding, who have like patchy beards or stuff like that and whatnot, who want to grow, like people who want to grow their hair back, but they have been told that they can't, but knowing that they can, you know, with the products that are here, if you put that out and those judges hear about that, they'll be like, oh no, she has a solution. Especially with numbers, you put numbers, like they see how many numbers, like the numbers you're doing, how many people you're helping, you're like, you're set. They'll be like, oh yeah, she won.
Yeah.
They'll literally do that to you. So that's how you would win anything, where they will see that, okay, this has potential. Your business has potential. Oh, yeah. You're going to win.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in terms of, like, sales and things of that nature, like, tracking progress, right now, I would say, would you agree in saying that you're still, in the large scheme of things, like, in the starting points, like, in the beginning stages, like, of the business, would you say? Or, like, would you say, like, how much I'm phrase this? So... would you consider yourself established in terms of like Melion, like just like an established business?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And does that like establishment come from sales or does it just come from like having the product that like you just know is good?
Both.
Okay.
The product and getting sales as well now. Cause like I actually have to even ship out orders this Friday. So I was just like, oh yeah, this is happening. It's real now. So I was just oh yeah, it's definitely established. And just to see like, the people who are actually like waiting for it. Cause I actually built that like attraction towards it. Like, you know, people were just like, oh yeah, they were antsy about it. They were like, okay, I'm ready for this, especially with the content I was making. I mean, made them excited, especially having my email list just to see how many people signed up, allowed me to actually like know I was like up against. I was just like, oh yeah, this is serious. So I was just like, okay, this is how I know I'm established. So just seeing those orders coming in and whatnot, and I was just like, it's time. Like, it's been established, and now it's time to go far. But the thing is, I just didn't want to, like, stick to just worlds. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, okay. I would say that.
So, obviously, you talked about, like, the marketing has played a big role.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking off camera a little bit how, like, you know, we both need to tap into TikTok. But I guess most of your marketing, you would say, was come from an Instagram, right?
Marketing tips?
Just like marketing in general, like your success with marketing has come from the Instagram, right? Or word of mouth, or?
I would say Instagram, but when you do pop-up shops.
Okay.
Pop-up shops, definitely. Okay. Word of mouth as well. Like when you do those pop-up shops, people who already used your products and they're like, oh no, her products are good. Get it. Da-da-da-da. That literally just puts you at the top. Because like I said, people are not going to know your product if you don't, like, tell anyone about it. If you don't market it, people are not, you can't just, like, launch a business and expect people to just come and buy from you. It doesn't work like that. You have to, like, be making content so people can, like, see, especially when you're getting, like, okay, like, for example, saves on Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah.
You would definitely be like, oh, no, these people are interested. Or people sharing your video out. You know, nonstop, you'll see the amount of numbers it's doing. You're like, okay, people are, like, interested in it and whatnot. So when you do that, then you're, like, able to know, like, all right, this is good. Because you really just can't, like, launch and then expect people to just, like, come to you. So I would say Instagram, yes. TikTok, yes. Pop-up shops, yeah. Because with pop-up shops, you're interacting with people more than, like, through online. So with pop-up shops, people get to know you. They will definitely see your personality, like how you come off as. And definitely word of mouth.
Okay.
And people like discounts.
Oh, yeah.
People like them giveaways, so yeah.
Okay. Because that's actually a good point, because I feel like in general, and maybe this is just how like we've turned into a society, is like we're always thinking about social media and like, you know, hopefully the algorithm puts you in front of a bunch of people, but then there's not that relationship aspect. So, like, maybe if you talk to 5 people in person compared to, like, maybe, like, 100 people seeing your reel, like, that 5 people, like, you've established, like, a relationship, a connection, and they know exactly what they need to do to get your products in their, like, you know, in their face. So that's actually a really good point. What else would I want to go with this? So the before and after pictures, how huge is that in marketing for, like, what you're doing? Like, because I guess I'm trying to think, like, what else would make me want to buy it? And that's probably the only thing. But are there other things that you could do from the social media perspective that could, like, set you apart?
Your personality.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the before and after pictures are there, yes. But people actually have to also see your personality. How you, like, they even want to see if you're using your own products as well. Like, if you're like, okay, your hair is long, people are just like, okay, but... People do things like, okay, but you're already mixed. Da-da-da-da-da, whatnot. And I'm just like, and you know, it would kind of be wild because people didn't see you use your products. Like, they see that your hair is already long, but they'll be like, from what though? Like, a person like me actually cut my hair short and I can actually attest that, no, these products work. So I would also say, like, making videos using your products, like showing like, okay, is your hair like, you know, do you have thinning edges? Do you want to grow your edges back and whatnot? Applying the oils like to your edges, consistently showing people how many times to use it would definitely like set you apart. Definitely with like how extensive you are with like what you put out, like, oh yeah, this hair growth oil will give you major hair growth. Like, you know, your hair will go down your back. This, this, and this. When you say all of that, oh yeah, people will come there. They'll be like, oh no, I'm gonna need some of that. Cause like, there's a lot of people. I mean, I didn't even know myself that there's a lot of people who really are like thinning, balding. It could be from anything, getting older. I definitely was hearing like from wigs causing that. Not only just wigs causing like, you know, you losing your edges, but also like anything could be sewing. I mean, I remember I went through that joint. I lost my hair when I'm like doing a sewing, but I grew my hair back from with those toxic chemicals products, you know, but that happened. And that's why I was saying that, like, you have to use your own products. Anything that you're making, use, like, bring your personality out. Like, let people hear you talk. Like, do a story time, for example. Because people will be like, oh, wow, like, she's funny. You know, they'll hear that story time. And then let's say you go out somewhere. People will be like, oh, yeah, like, I've heard your story before. I've seen you on Instagram. What do you sell and stuff like that? Because people will see that, especially if you're, like, making products and then you're doing a story time. That will definitely set you apart. Because people will be like, okay, she's a funny person. Like, I would definitely buy from her, especially because I would be like, okay, you know, they would think that she looks like she has great customer service because she wouldn't, you know, want anything bad to happen to the product. So, yeah.
Okay. So I'm taking natural personality.
Yes.
The products are natural. Mm-hmm. And then you're also making them handmade.
Yes.
I want to talk about the aspect of handmade, though, because God willing, you know,
yeah,
continues to get bigger. How are we going to keep on making this handmade? Like, is there a point where, like, you would have to, like, you know, when you're trying to scale up, you know, go, like, a lot of, like, factory and things of that nature?
It would probably happen where it does come to, like, 10,000 orders. I wouldn't say I would have to get it manufactured. I feel like I could probably get my own machines, like, in the, you know, get a warehouse, get my own machines. It would still be handmade. It would just be a lot of, like, pots and everything around, and it would require all hands on deck. Because right now I'm doing it all by myself, but I really thank God for the people who are around, because even my parents, they were like, oh, no, we'll help you. I mean, when you go to doctor physical therapy school, just let us know. Just train us on what to do. We'll do it for you and stuff like that. So it would come to a time, especially when it's just, like, so many products, so many orders coming in, I would have to, like, take matters into, like, just getting the machine and start doing it. I would say I could manufacture it, but it's just, like, I have to not be there. I'd rather do it from, like, having my own warehouse. But I feel like for the next step, I would say I would still make it my own self. It's just that, like, let's say to fill the bottles and stuff like that, I can take it to, like, the manufacturers to help me with that, to, like, filling the bottles. Because, like, right now, I'm only filling the bottles on my own.
Okay.
I'm filling it all on my own with, like, what? Just one, like, one item that I'm using. I do plan on getting, like, a machine to, like, help me fill the bottles better. But it is going to come to a point where, like, it's that many orders. I can't just use just my hands. I have to use a machine. Mm-hmm. So.
Gotcha. And you actually brought up the physical therapy part. And, you know, aspiring travel physical therapist.
Yeah.
So we haven't even, like, discussed that passion. So where does that come from? And what are, like, the long-term goals with that?
My mom. So she's an occupational therapist. And she's actually doing, like, a lot. I mean, just, I mean, don't get me wrong. PT, OTs, they make money. Yeah. But I didn't only do that for the money. But I remember I was going to work with my mom just to, like, see. Because I was like, oh, mom, can I go to, like, work with you? Because I think they would have, like, oh, go to work day. Or we go to work with your parents. Or parents
bring
take
your child
to work day.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And I would go with my mom. And so I would see what she does. I mean, I'll see her patients. I'm just like, oh, this is nice. And so just the thought of, like, helping people. That's where I was just like, oh yeah, I like helping people. I like how the muscle works. It's cool, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I was just like, oh yeah, this is really nice. Like, I love helping people. It's always been in me to help people. Seeing my mom talk to them. So I was just like, okay, I can do something like that. Cause I mean, I hear from, like, a lot of people, even my teachers, they would say, oh yeah, she's a social butterfly. She just loves to, I speak to people. She likes to meet new people. And I do. So that's why I was just like, I can definitely go into that. Knowing that the money is there, though, is nice. Like, it's nice field. But the thought of helping people who were in, like, injured, athletes who probably have, like, a torn ACL, torn meniscus, people who have gait problems, that's, like, dealing with, like, how you're walking and stuff like that.
Okay.
Even elderly. So geriatric or pediatric, it could be either or. The thought of just helping people get back to, like, normal. Like, right now I'm currently a physical therapy aide. So I work closely with, like, 5 physical therapists. And, like, I'm able to, like, work with other patients and just see for myself that, okay, this is what I'm going to do as a physical therapist. So It's really nice to see. It really, really is. And so just the thought of that is just like, well, I'm really going to like do this, but I'm going to travel too. Like, it's going to be really, really nice. So all of that came from there. And that's why I also feel like that also fueled into like my business, because I'm helping people.
Yeah, and I
love helping people. It makes me really, really happy. So I really do feel like that came from like all of it. The passion of like, okay, helping people, how I'm interested in like bones. I mean, that's how Ace Anatomy and Physiology, I mean, I loved it. So it was just, it was really nice. Just that whole passion alone really made me get into like PT.
Okay. And, you know, you said you're a physical therapy aide right now.
Yes.
Running your own business. You know, you said this past semester taking 7 classes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you'll give it all to God, but faith without works is dead.
Yes.
So tell me just, you know, for people who are just trying to, like, get into, like, different endeavors, like, how are you being able to, like, balance all these things and have, like, success in each one of them? Like, what are just, you know, black and white, like tips that you can give?
So first, for the physical therapy aid position, I'm currently not working. I'm literally just, like, being covered by all of the scholarships and the refunds that came with that joint. So I was just like, whoop, okay, thank you. And I'm just like really focused on my classes and just my business, which is why I was able to take that many.
Okay.
But
7's still a lot, though.
It is a lot. Oh, yeah. I'm happy the semester's over. But yeah, it was definitely, it is a lot. And to balance that in a business as well, I would definitely say you have to breathe. You do have to breathe. I mean, when I got sick, I had to catch up. I had to catch up so much. And it threw me off how I was pulled back so much because I was sick for like 2 weeks. I was really upset because I said that I'm usually on track with everything. But getting sick really did pull me back and I had to play catch up. And I had to actually take a breather. And I was overwhelmed, but I had to pray about it because God said, come to him. Cast all of your worries on me, and he will take care of it. So I, you know, cry to God and tell God, like, this is what's happening. Like, I can't do that. I'm really feeling like it's too much on me. And so I was just like, God, please help me. Like, God, I'm done. Like, I let go of all of this. And so next thing you know, I just feel like a feel of, like, peace. Just calm down and do what you can do. Like, you really can't control a lot of things. You can't. You can't control time. You can't control, like, day and night. You can't control it all. Only, like, God has his, like, God had literally controls all of this. He has it all in his hands. And I did learn from that, just I had to let go and just let God take control and do what I could to make sure I got to where I am now. Because, you know, I was just, like, thinking of, like, everything. And I would, you know, I would actually say to also help you out with your black, if you're balancing a lot of things, think about, like, the finish line. Think about, like, let's say you're going on a vacation in the summer. Think about that. Like, oh, yeah, you're going on the vacation. Think about how you're going to have so much fun. Like me, I'm going on a cruise this summer. I thought about that nonstop. I thought about the things I would do with my boyfriend. I thought about everything I would do with my friends. Like, I was just like, you're going to do this. Think about that. Because I told myself the last thing you want to do is have regrets that you didn't do good. And then it will dwell on you. And you're like, I should have did better. I should have did this, and this. And you don't want to, like, beat yourself up about it. Now, let's say if something does happen, no, really do not. Like, actually, in general, don't beat yourself up at all. Okay. Don't. Just really take a deep breath, because time is going to keep going and you can't control time. But you just have to keep pushing, believing in God that God is going to make a way and it's all going to be over. Like, for example, in the Bible, it says, like, a hasty shortcut leads to poverty. But to really, you know, get to where you are, it's going to take hard work. It's going to be a lot. It is.
Yeah.
And you have to just be able to, like, handle it and trust God that he knows what he's doing. He knows your future. We can't see our future, but he sees it. So that's why I knew that, like, okay, God, I'm going to let go. I'm not going to bother no more. I'm done. I let go of it all. And doing that gave me so much calm, like, during the semester. I mean, if I could get paid for how many gasps that I heard when people heard me take 7 balancing a business, I would be very rich. It was so many people who were like, oh, my goodness, how are you doing it? And I said, it's God. It's literally God. So yeah. If you can hear people say that, people think it's not possible. Like, I would even have to tell the people, they were like, I wanted to take 6 classes, but my advisor told me that that would be too much. Don't do it. Take 4 or 5. I'm just like, bro, don't listen to them. If you're able to balance, multitask anything and you're organized, you're good. You really, think about it. You're going to have a family one day. If you think about it, you're going to have a family. You're going to have to balance having a family, cooking, going to work, anything. You take care of your parents. You have to do a lot. Let's say you want to go to the gym. You still have to multitask. You still have to juggle things around. You're alive. You're waking up every day. God clearly has a purpose for you to fulfill. You have to keep going towards it and, don't stop. Like, you can't stop. Because if you, stop, you're like, all right, bruh. Well, that's it. You can't just throw the towel in. You can't do that. Like, you're waking up every day. Some people don't get to wake up every day. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, if you're waking up every day, God has a purpose for you. So you have to keep going. You have to, you have to keep going. Don't stop. Like, if someone's telling you, oh, that's too much, don't. You have to, that's too much. Why are you doing that? No, you can do it. The sky is the limit for you. And it's not going to be the limit for you if you only think that. But if you just have that mindset, you tell yourself, I can do this. Positive affirmations, God is with me. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I will say that every single time. Like, I'm God's child. I'm not giving up. I can't give up. So those 7 classes, and knowing that I passed them, and people are like, why are you taking 7 classes? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? I'm just like, well, 1, I want to get out of here. And 2, I want to get to PT school on time. So it's just like, I don't want to be here. I'm done with school. I'm sick of it. Like, I really want to be done. But I also want to make my parents proud. Like, make my parents proud, me proud, and just so much more. And also God proud as well, because he's waking me up to keep doing this. So that's why I'm just like, don't give up. Mm-hmm. Do not. For anyone, don't give up, please. Do not do it. People might, you might think that you have to give up, but that's the devil telling you, give up, throw the towel in, you're not gonna, no, you are. And you can do it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. For a person taking 7 classes and trying to, balance the business at the same time, and even a competition, it was a lot. But who carried me through it? My beautiful God. And he's with you and all. So I guess...
Mm-hmm. I've just got five clips just in the one I got 5 different clips. So you said don't stop, right?
Yes.
But after Cameron, we were talking about how, as you continue to advance, education wise, you know, pursuing a doctorate degree, you were concerned about, having to chill a little bit on Melion. So I guess let's literally just talk about that, mm-hmm. where you're at with that. Can you, continue to balance both, continue to have exponential growth, which is what we hope for? And yeah.
So honestly, I do really feel like I don't want to take a gap year. There is a feeling where I was just like, all right, I'm going to take a gap year. I'm going to just do that. But then it's just another feeling that I really feel like there's God talking to me do not do it. Because it's just do I want to, stop my business and stop, shipping out products to people and then focus just full term on PT school? Because I feel like I can't handle it, mm-hmm. But it's just that feeling of, okay, if you were able to handle 7 classes, you were sick at the same time and you were still trying to get your work done and... what else? Trying to balance the pitch demon competition. I'm pretty sure I can do it for my business as well. Now, because the PT school I plan on going to is the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Beemore. So mm-hmm. I'm far away from my virtual mailbox, which is in Atlanta, Maryland, Forest Boulevard. So it's just it would be a lot for me, especially where it's just all right, how am I going to do this and this? Drive from Baltimore to back to Atlanta, Maryland. And I remember my aunt, she's a doctor in nursing practice. She was just like, don't worry, when you'll get used to driving from Baltimore from home to back. I'm just like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, how far is that?
For where I live, like 45. No, that's like 50.
50's light, man. 50's light. What? Butters are driving from Frederick to get here.
How long is Frederick?
Frederick's like an hour, bro.
Think about traffic for B more.
I'm the same without the traffic. Add the traffic, we're talking like hour 15, hour 20. But continue.
But, no, definitely, he's probably 50. So that's what I'm just like, but think about it. 3 years, come on. Yeah. For 5 days a week. Think about that.
What I'm doing right now. Yeah, continue.
What? That's crazy. Continue. I mean, that's because I was thinking of maybe living in Bmore. But I'm just like, do I really want to live in Bmore? I'm kind of scared, you know? So I was just like, I don't know if I want to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was just like, I'll wait till that time comes. But I really can't wait because I literally am going to be a senior this fall. I graduate spring of 20. I graduate next year. So it's just like time is coming, like, that time is really coming. I really do have to make a decision. Am I going to drive from home to Bmore? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to live in Bmore, be away from my virtual mailbox where I ship out orders and receive orders? And, how am I going to do this? Because my parents, they were like, oh, no, we could, like, take over for you. But I'm like, not going to lie, I need to be there. Because that's my baby. Like, that my business is my baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to be there just to see what's happening and whatnot. And the only times I'll probably be able to come home is, like, weekends. Because I have to study. Like, these are clinicals, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So that's really a thought that I do have to think about where it's just, like, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. But 15 minutes, like, who knows? I really do not know. I mean, 8 a.m. Like, I have to leave 5 a.m. to get to class. Maybe it is possible, but, like, it's really something I do have to, like, think about. But I don't think I want to take a pause on my business. I think I love it so much. And just to see how it's growing now, I really don't want to lose that spark. Because people will, I mean, people unfollow you when you're not active.
That's what I'm saying.
They do that. They wouldn't follow you because they're just like, oh, well, she's not active. And I would say that, like, the ladies who I've seen are doing hair care lines now, like, for example, Miel Organics, Miel. This other lady I know, The Main Attraction. This other girl that I, people that I was looking at who are, like, making six figures, millions with their hair care lines, they're already out of school.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked at it in my perspective. I'm just like, what am I doing? I said, why am I balancing this with school? I said, they're already out of school. They don't have to worry about it. I mean, Miel, she was RN. She started doing her hair care line. She's done now. She's doing all of that. The other lady, The Main Attraction, she was a teacher. She's doing the hair care line. You know, she's done with that.
Yeah.
The other girl, the other lady that I was looking at, she was in her first year of medical school, but when she saw her business was making, her hair care line was making six figures, she dropped out of med school. I said, is that going to be my life? I said, I was just like, what if that happens to me? I said, it could happen, but it's just like, do I forfeit getting my doctorate and having doctor next to my name just because of, like, my business? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, the money's nice, but if it's something God told me to keep going towards, I can't forfeit that doctor and, like, next to my name. I can't, you know. So it is something I had to think about, because the people who are already doing these hair care lines or skincare brands, they're not in school no more. Mm-hmm. So it did make me compare that, like, should I wait till I'm out of school and then resume? But I said, that won't make sense, because I already built a foundation. People already like it. They see this. And if I stop now, I will lose followers, I will, which I won't be too upset about, but it's like I left my business to grow cobwebs on it. Yeah. I can't do that. So it is something I do have to think about, and I'm still praying about it, but, like, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's something I really do have to think about, but I have to think fast because, I mean, we're literally in May and June is coming. And it's just like, dang, like, this month trying to, like, this year already trying to be over, like, chill, like, you know? So I do have to think immediately, because I have to really think about my thought process. I mean, the girl that I saw who made six figures from her hair care line and then she dropped med school, I said, I don't know about that, man. Like, wow, like, that could happen. And so it's just like, what will I do? So I don't want to stop, but I have to pray about it. Mm-hmm. I really do have to pray about that.
I mean, I feel like it just comes down to like what you want to do when you envision yourself long term, if that makes sense. So it's like, true. I guess best case scenario, if you really have a passion for both, you can do both. Or like you would like to do both. Like, I don't know if you could balance that, but like, that kind of leads into my next question is like, you gave like examples of people, you know, who are well established and by coming established, they, like, you know, let go of like, you know, whatever they were doing now, whether it be, you know, in school, you know, things of that nature. So for you, if it was given to you right now, they said, yo, Melion, $1 billion company. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let's not say a billion. All right, we pray to God a billion. No, oh, okay, so we'll say a billion.
Yes.
You know, $1 billion company, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they said, you're not a doctor, you're not doing the physical therapy. Are you taking that or not? You see what I'm saying? Me personally, I'm taking it, but go ahead. Mm-mm. No? Okay.
That needs to be next to me. It's something I more
of a, okay, because I know in African culture, the doctor thing, they be dragging it. But like, it's like more of a thing, like, is it just the actual doctor or is it like the actual profession that like you really like want to actually
the profession? Because I do, like, my plan was to like do the travel physical therapy for like some years, because I'm like, I won't have like any children at that time, because I don't want to travel and I have children, because I'm like, oh no, I need to be next to my kids. But with traveling, I'm just like, okay, I have time to like just travel while I can just like go around and stuff like that. But I wanted to do it for like a few, like just a few years. Okay. And so then once I see that my business like did it skyrocket, then I will stop it. Probably take one client a day and just focus on my business while I still have my doctorate. The thing is, let's say my business just like skyrockets out of nowhere. Okay, maybe I can hold my doctorate, but my license will expire. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So like, I can do that. Or, yeah, I could do that. But the billion? Nah, I can't take that. I mean, I could take both.
Okay.
Can't I take both?
Yeah, God willing, we can take both. But, you know, to get there, obviously you need to make the right decisions from, you know, strategic point of view, financially. So the $3,000 that you did win, I think I want to know, like, what the general plan is with that. I think that would be good for people to hear who, you know, trying to get inside the mindset of an entrepreneur. And then also, yeah, I'm just kind of curious, you know, how you know, had Jeff on here, you know, who also won Pitch Dingman. Shout out to him, you know.
Good, Jeff.
So just trying to get into that mindset of, like, when you do get that type of money, right, obviously going into the competition, you already have an idea of what you're going to do if you win.
Yes. Right?
I want to see if that's changed or, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that definitely did not change. That $3,000 was just, like, awesome for me to get, because I can get the filling machine, my new product that is coming out, the moisturizing men's souffle, that is on its way in July. So all of the
products. But this drops before July, because I know, like, on the Instagram, you were saying it's a bit of a secret, but you also said you want your episode out soon. So are we cutting this out or, like, you know what I'm saying?
No. Okay. Keep it there, because the people will, like, know what it is. It's just not going to be out for order yet.
For sure. Like July. For sure. Okay.
But definitely that for the new product line. And then just to also, like, get more of the items that I need. So, like, let's say it could be, like, the poly mailers or whatnot. But not only that, I would actually say, like, collabs, too. I'm pretty sure people would, like, you know, everything is money out here. So I'm pretty sure they would want money for, like, a collab and whatnot. But I wouldn't mind paying that, because the $3,000 was there. And I can also use the money I have now to add to that, just to pay, because that would go a long way. So I can do that. And just, like, to buy the herbs that I need. Because I, like, all of the herbs and the essential oils and the oils that I use, those are expensive, which is why the products are, like, premium. I mean, when you're buying these products, I really want everyone to think, like, you're buying luxury, but it's affordable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, like, it's so many, like, high-potent, high-quality ingredients that are in these products, where it's just, like, I should be charging like high price for, but I wouldn't do that because it's just like I still have the profession of physical therapy. You know, my business is not going to be my only source of income. So it's just like having the PT and then doing my business as well. That's like something where it's just like I don't want to upcharge it like that crazy, but still in a way where people know that these are high quality products, where it has high quality ingredients, where you will see those results for yourself. So like, I would definitely say that is what I do plan on doing with the money as well. Well, yeah, definitely just getting new product items and then just using it to launch my new product item that is coming in July and beyond.
Okay. And that new product item, you said something souffle?
Oh, moisturizing mint souffle.
Okay. Yes. So right now, this is your like little like 1 minute pitch. Why should I get this?
Oh, yeah. So you should get this because it's going to be very moisturizing. If you want long-lasting moisture, especially with a butter infused with herbs, and you want growth at the same time, you're going to love it. As well as this is going to be a hair butter that you can now pair with the oil to complete the lock method. Liquid, oil, and cream, or liquid, cream, and oil. So it will be awesome for you to put on your hair because it's going to be infused with water, aloe vera juice, lightweight oils, and the same herbs that I use for you to see growth, and as well as biotin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you ready? Okay. Okay. And this is coming out, you said July. Okay, July. And then the other two products are the two stimulating hair oils.
Yes. That's the Herbal Rose Follicle Stimulating Hair Oil and the Herbal Tree Follicle Stimulating Hair Oil. So for those that don't know the difference, the Herbal Rose is like for short, it's for like rosemary. So it's Herbal Rosemary and the Herbal Tree is Herbal Tea Tree. So tea tree, more so antifungal. Rosemary, more so hair growth, promoting hair growth, but they both have the same herbs inside of it. It's just different essential oils that are able to do different, like, help with different scalp properties and hair properties. So, yeah.
Okay. Got you. So, those three products, looking to expand more? Or, like, right now, the three probably going to be, like, those going to be the ones that you ride with for, like, a minute?
I won't say for a minute. I would say for the foundation of it, yes, but the next one will be a spritz. I mean, it's going to be a lot of, like, products coming out. Because, mind you, I've already made these products. I just didn't throw them all out there into the market because I don't want to confuse people. Okay. But these are, like, products that I've already made, and I've tested on myself, and I'm just okay. And I got the recipe down already. Mm-hmm. So when it's time to put that out, I already have it because I already wrote down the recipe for it all. And so I'll be good. So, yes, I do plan on expanding. Probably not just yet because I'm still in school. So the three items I'm able to make right now are the oils and the moisturizing mint souffle. Will be the moisturizing mint souffle and the oils because I can make that at the moment now. But not like the other products that I do plan on putting out because, okay, I'm still taking classes. I'm still a student. So I have to, like, take it easy. And everything takes time because I still want people to get comfortable with my products and, like, with me as well.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Because I'm trying to see, like, you know, it can get to the point where it's, like, everything that I need for my hair, then I just go to Marion. I don't need to, like, pair it with this, that. So that's probably, like, the long-term goal, right? Like, everything when it comes to just, like, hair care in general, like, there's something that Marion is offering.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. So that would even be, like, let's say for now, if you do want to, like, pair, like, okay, you can have your shampoo, conditioner, protein treatment while, like, okay, you use that as the set, but let's say for moisture, the oil and the moisturizing mint souffle are your best friends because after you wash your hair and you do all of that stuff, your hair is going to be dry. You have to put moisture back in. So you can do that until I come out with the whole entire bundle that will help you.
Okay, yes. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah, this is probably the episode I'm gonna have to watch back the most because everyone's saying my hair. Oh, I have to let this go. Like I was saying, this is probably an episode I'm gonna watch back the most just because, you know, everyone's been saying that, yeah, the way I be taking care of my hair is bad. And, you know, you've given a lot of good tips, and obviously, you know, people have been telling me I need a type of Melion, so afterwards, hopefully, you can get me right.
Yeah.
But wrapping up, really appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And also, shout out to Nicole. She's like, you know, YC Director of Operations.
That's my cousin. So
that's her cousin. And yeah, anything that I guess you want to plug, whether it be like, you know, personal IG, TikTok, and then obviously Melianne as well.
Yes, for Instagram, my at is at Melion Organic. So that's MelyonOrganics. For mine, Goddessree, GodessRee. And for TikTok as well, that's the like entire same thing. Okay. So for Melion Organics, Goddessree. So yes, thank you so much for having me, Will.
No, I appreciate it.
This is the best. The greatest. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Appreciate it. But yeah, appreciate the conversation. Obviously, you know, you guys just follow Your Choice Pod on both Instagram and TikTok. We have like the exact username. And then, you know, big shout out to my man of Babacar is always in the back, you know, providing, you know, help with the sound and the cameras and all that. But yeah, I mean, you can cut it right there. That was good. That was good. Calm. That was good.